USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nevada Democrats are hoping to avoid a repeat of the problems that happened at the Iowa caucuses as voters gather across the state to choose who they want for president. Pete Buttigieg has been meeting some of the people he hopes will support him.
Your debate is awesome and very elegant and very respectful.
Well, we try to be.
And you know you are. So, and I can tell that it's not written off a script like some other people we know.
So far, there have only been a few glitches in a few of the caucus sites in Nevada. Some of the places didn't have enough volunteers. The caucuses at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas went quickly with no problems. As expected, Bernie Sanders was in the lead with the most supporters, 76 to Joe Biden's 45. A Sanders supporter there was asked how it went.
Very well. Very, very well. I have hope for the future now.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Go ahead. Make my day.
That's Hollywood legend Clint Eastwood making Mike Bloomberg's day, endorsing the former New York City mayor in a new interview with the Wall Street Journal. Eastwood, who said he voted for President Trump in 2016 and gave that famous empty chair speech at the Republican National Convention, said he had hoped the president would have acted in a more genteel way without tweeting and calling people names. He said the best thing we could do is vote for Bloomberg now. Bloomberg is not competing in the Nevada caucuses. The president tweeted a video which shows his record on the economy. Earlier, he called the Democrats names, and he went after Bloomberg at a Las Vegas rally on Friday.
Mini Mike so far has spent almost $500 million in order to get embarrassed by Pocahontas.
That's his insulting moniker for Elizabeth Warren, who was considered the winner of Wednesday night's Democratic debate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In Portland, Oregon, Jeremy Christian was found guilty of a dozen charges following the 2017 Max Train stabbing attack that left two men dead and one fighting for his life. Christian gave up his right to testify on his own behalf during the trial. On May 26, 2017, Christian, who had been drinking, boarded the train and immediately began spewing hate speech toward two black teenage girls. One of the girls is a Muslim and is wearing a hijab. Three men stepped up to intervene to help the girls. Taliesin Namkhimechi, Ricky Best, and Micah Fletcher. Video from the train shows Christian pulling out a knife and stabbing the men in the throat. Only Micah Fletcher survived, but just barely. When the train stopped, a number of witnesses testified they followed Christian and led police to find him only a few blocks away. A sentencing date for Christian has not yet been scheduled. CBD products are becoming more popular. There's even some products for your pets, but not all veterinarians are on board. Oklahoma State vet Lara Sipanuski just wrote an article about the subject.
The problem that I have and the issue that I brought up in the article is that the CBD research, what we know and I can tell you with firm scientific understanding, just has not caught up with the market.
She says CBD may have benefits in the future, but until there's more research, be cautious about giving doses to your animals. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.